Look, this is one of those days where you just want to dip your toes into the ocean or the lake or what, you know, whatever body of water, you know, you would choose to be your favorite or closest to you in proximity. But that water may be filled with particles, which are called microplastics. This is a growing problem across the globe. And I was shocked to hear, and I was reading this in the Toronto Star today, that one load of laundry can shed up to 18 million pieces of microfibers. That's because we wear a lot of synthetics, clothes made from polyester and nylon. And they lose these fibers from the fabrics during the wash cycle. And then they get out, via the drain into our water sources. And the fibers represent the bulk of microplastics ingested by marine animals that can change feeding behavior and growth and at high doses. These are fatal to animals, the marine environment. It's completely being polluted. And this is a place that I think a lot of us are not thinking about as a problem. Our laundry and our clothes being a problem. Lisa Ertl is a scientific director at the Five Geyers Institute. She joins the Kelly Cotrera Show to talk about this problem. Lisa, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
I'm blown away by this because I did know that the fibers from jeans were found in ice in the North Pole. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. And that it can travel that far. But I didn't realize it was such a huge source of plastic pollution. So what's the fix?
Yeah, it's a major source of plastic pollution. These particles are so lightweight, they can end up in faraway places. In the Great Lakes, we found microfibers in every single fish that we studied. It's in many different species here in the Great Lakes and around the world, but we do know that there is a fix. At U of T, we did research in the Rockman Lab and in collaboration with Georgian Bay Forever. We looked at washing machine filters. We have filters on our dryers. Most people are familiar with cleaning out all that lint in their dryer, lint traps. Though that lint is microfibers. We have a lot of microfibers that shed when we wash our clothing as well. You just don't see it because it goes out in the water. But these filters, they can capture up to 90% of microfibers in each load of laundry. They work when we test them in the lab and also when we put them in people's homes. About 200 homes in Parry Sound, Ontario, have these filters already. And after installing these filters, there is a significant reduction in microfibers going into Lake Huron. So these filters, they work. They're a solution that can be implemented and reduce the most common type of microplastics that we see in lakes, rivers, streams, sediment, wildlife, and in the air, and in us. These fibers are the most common particle of microplastics that are in human lungs.
We like to think that we are really advanced when it comes to protecting our environment here in Canada, but it seems that we're really slow, especially behind Europe. France was the first country to mandate the change. They are requiring all new washing machines sold by January 2025 to have built-in filters. This is something that manufacturers have been pushing back against because of the cost. What's the cost to retrofit a machine, and what are we talking about when we're building it at manufacturer stage?
Yeah, the next logical step could be to have these filters just built into machines. If you are wanting to install a microfiber filter on your washing machine, you'll need to pony up for a filter that costs about $200, pay for a professional plumber in case you're handy, I'm not. And it's expensive to install these filters, but to have them built in, estimates range from about $20 to $50 of what it would cost to install one of these filters that's built into the machine. So to me, that makes the most sense. And that's why France and other jurisdictions have mandated that new washing machines will have these filters built in, because it's cheaper to have them built in than to install them afterwards. Ontario is leading in Canada. There's a draft bill that would require new washing machines in Ontario to have these filters automatically built in. And I think it's a low-hanging fruit. It's one solution that we do know is effective at reducing these particles. But there's still a long way to go to implement this change in Canada. If Ontario passes this law, it might only be for washing machines in Ontario, and there would be a need for other provinces as well.
Right. It'd be better if it was a law that was passed federally, because then the manufacturers would have more incentive.
Yeah, and it might also not make sense to make one type of washing machine for Ontario and a different one for Manitoba and Quebec. It probably makes the most sense to have a change across the board.
Right. And what are the odds of this bill passing? What kind of support does it have?
There's good support. I mean, the science is clear. We know that these filters are effective. There is pushback from washing machine manufacturers to require these filters, but it's so much more cost effective to have these filters built in than try to clean these particles up when they get into the environment. They're nearly impossible to clean up once they're there because they're so small, and there are lots of other costs associated with trying to clean up. So really the solution is in prevention and keeping these particles from getting in the environment in the first place. So I think it has a chance.
Yeah, when you're talking about microplastics and washing machine producers pushing back on these filters that, you know, it would add an additional $20 to $50 to the price of machines, it amazes me that you'd have a pushback, because I would think that producers and companies would want to be good corporate citizens. If this is a game changer, that's an advertising campaign right there. It sells itself. I mean, it's a no-brainer. If you want to, you know, foster goodwill, take care of the planet, and people will invest in your product, I believe.
Yeah, and before it was required to have low energy and low water use, a lot of consumers paid more money to get a high quality machine. And I would love to see washing machine manufacturers giving people the option. Even if it costs an additional $20 to $50, maybe consumers are willing to pay. Or farther down the line, there are tax breaks. So if you buy one of these more expensive machines, you can get that as a subsidy or a tax break.
We're talking about the microfibers that are microplastics that are produced when you wash your clothes in your washing machine, and how a filter could solve that, with Lisa Ertl. And Lisa, my producer, my technical producer, Dave, asked me before I came on the air with you, ask her about Tide Pods or those little pods. They're largely made of plastic and they break down in the washing machine. How has anybody studied those pods and how detrimental they could be when it comes to microplastics?
Yeah, those pods are typically made of PVA, polyvinyl acetate. It is a biodegradable plastic, but only in certain conditions. There's a lot of, pardon the pun, greenwashing when it comes to these types of plastics that are used. They may technically break down and be biodegradable, but in what conditions? Biodegradable when it's in the wash, when it's in a wastewater treatment plant. And some research has found that this PVA remains even going through the wastewater treatment process. Due to the thickness and the polymer type, it can stick around. In some conditions, it is a polymer that breaks down, that biodegrades, but not in every scenario. And we are finding fragments of PVA in wastewater treatment plants.
Lisa, I have a quick question for you. I only have about 30 seconds with you here. If a big American state, because I understand that California is setting up the requirement for filters, if they went ahead, would this incentivize manufacturers to make them the norm for all machines, even if we passed a law or didn't?
Yes, it would make it the norm. In California, AB 1628 is a bill that's going up for a vote this week, probably today. And it'll hit the floor. If California passes this law requiring new washing machines to have filters built in, it'll make a difference for the US and Canada, because there's a lot of similar machines that are produced across the board. So this might be a solution that's coming to Canada very soon. Consumers might have the option, even if it's not mandated in Canada and it's mandated here in California and in the US, there may be opportunities for consumers to buy these machines that have filters automatically built in.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman. They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.